Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I, of course, want you to holler at me, so 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I know some of y'all are shy, and as always, I encourage you to give me a holler. You can't call? Email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I take all questions, comments, concerns. My main man, Mr. J, would always say, if you got thong shots, you can send them too. In the meantime, in between time, I got a little bit of a surprise. Going back to the old, well, it ain't that old school, but it's kind of old school. I got the illustrious Miss 100% back in the house with me. You want to say hi to the people? Hi.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's good to come back and visit just for a moment.
Yeah. So, yeah, Miss 100% back in the house. You know, doing the show naked like she always do.
Always. I mean, what better way? I mean, come on now.
I'm just saying, not that I'm putting your business out there. I'm just, anyway. I got to do some shout-outs in between time. Shout-out to my homie Dave, you know, for saving my life yesterday. Thank you, white man.
Really?
Nobody don't remember that from Do the Right Thing. Thank you, black man. No?
I remember. Okay. That's why I said. Really?
Yeah. Shout out to GPL for 25 years of wedded bliss. They're very, very old. And they're still together. Shout out to Gino and Connie. And last but not least, because this is Jay rubbing off on me. Happy birthday to Fluffy. Hopefully one of your teams in Philadelphia will be good again, because they all suck right now. Not that you're listening, but I just had to say that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So since you've been gone, I'm not going to sing the song or nothing like that, even though I probably could. We of course, haven't changed too much. We still talk about the things that crazy people do here at Smooth Drama. First up to bat is, I don't know, you know, folks know that we've had a proliferation of folks. Remember, it was planking a couple of years ago. It was, you know, taking them poses in silly places. Now with these selfies, They're like dying taking selfies. At the Taj Mahal, for example. A tourist fell down the staircase while trying to take a selfie. Him and his homie, as a matter of fact.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate selfies. You know, I've received some beautiful selfies in my day, but I mean, selfies that you gotta die for.
So they died, or they just fell and hurt themselves really badly.
No, the guy, he Detu Ueda, he died.
Oh,
his homie suffered a fractured leg. You know, these folks, they be trying to take these pictures and like, oh, well, let's take a picture on the edge of the step of, at the top of the Taj Mahal. You know, retard status.
Not oh.
That, yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause,
oh, well, I thought you were talking about the other thing that they were doing where they say, put them in a coffin, and then they cross their arms over their chest and fall backwards onto anything like a display at Walmart or the top of somebody's car, or I don't understand the whole foolishness with that, but that's what I thought you were talking about. But, okay, so self-madness. Okay.
Right, yeah. Like this, you know, earlier this year, a teen in Romania, she was electrocuted during a selfie atop a train. Yeah, a dude in Mexico shot himself in the head trying to take a selfie with a gun. Yeah.
That's not funny, but it is hilarious.
I mean, I'm like a driver died in a car accident. She was taking selfies and posting them on Facebook. It's like, so now the government has launched a public information campaign about the dangers of selfies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems to me that anybody that's dumb enough to do anything like that, like driving or anything, while and try to take a picture at the same time, let's not try to save those lives, because, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that we need to rid this society of. I mean, it may sound a bit harsh, but come on now.
I don't think you have to, like, try to save their lives. I mean, you know.
I mean, save other lives by saying, and before you know it, there'll be laws, and there'll be, I mean, come on now. Let's, if they're dumb enough to do it, let them do it. Let them, well, let them hurt themselves, let them, whatever.
Yeah, they're not hurting it. See, for example, see, because you say that, and then I have to go to Exhibit A. A driver who leapt out of a moving car to escape a spider.
Oh.
Yeah. Angela Kipp is her name. She's backing out of her driveway when she spotted a spider on her shoulder. And so she jumps out of the car with her kid in it, of course. Her 9-year-old son moved from the back of the seat and tried to hit the brakes, hit the accelerator instead, and sent the vehicle straight into a passing school bus.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so see, when you say, hey, don't, you know, take pictures of selfies, whatnot, you know, so it doesn't really matter, because you'll still have people like this who, oh, it's a spider. I'm going to endanger my life in a moving car by jumping out of a moving car.
Well, and, I mean, it's not only that. Have you seen the videos of people? There was this guy taking a selfie while he was driving a bus, and he let the wheel go, got out of the driver's seat, and was taking selfies and videos and of the bus rolling down the street by itself so that he could do all these dance moves while trying to take selfies. Yeah.
Yeah, I got nothing on that. Yeah, I got nothing on that.
The foolishness is at an all-time high.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hurt by the fact that people want to take selfies, dangerous selfies. I'm hurt by that. I don't understand it. It's one of those things. You gotta tell folks not to do it, and it's something that's just common sense. You know, posting the Facebook, taking your pictures while you're driving on the freeway.
Yeah, right.
I agree with you a little bit. They may deserve it, but some of us,
yeah,
We're on the road with you.
That's true. Now, so yeah, for the sake of others' safety, for the sake of the safety of others, I would say, yeah, do something about it. But I'm still on an edge of, yeah, let them kill themselves. Sorry. That's just
me. All right. Well, now, this is something, you know, I've wondered about for a while. You know, like people who actually get something. Like, you know, you have people who rob somebody, but then they shoot them and kill them anyway. I've never understood. You already got it. What? Why? See,
that's the nature of a murderer.
Okay. Well, yeah, I get it. But if you already got the wallet, why you got killed? You got the wallet.
I for the life of me, I could never understand that myself. Even if a person is not fighting back, they're not doing anything, you can have whatever you want, just take it and go, and then they kill them. Yeah, just senseless, and I don't know.
Well, see, I go to Exhibit B. I'm in my favorite state of Florida. You know, I can't stay away from it. No, just Florida. You know, I love Florida, so. There's a man who's breaking into bars and stealing alcohol and shitting on the floor. It's like, you know, it's just, if you're going to break into my spot, you steal the alcohol, man. Please don't shit on my floor.
don't. If you, I can't even get out. You, listen, you steal my liquor, I'm cool. You take a dump on my floor, I'm coming looking for you.
I'm just saying, it's like, you know, you already broke in my house. You already violated my spot, whatnot. And then you shit. Why? Why you gotta leave shit on the floor?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Police everywhere. Y'all can have a coffee break because I'm gonna solve this case because I'm gonna find you and I'm gonna hurt you. Not because you stole my liquor. You can have the liquor, but you take a dump on my floor, I got something for you.
You know, it's like, see, those are the people that cops should be beating. It is like, you, man, because I'm hitting you with the stick, I'm tasering you. Look, and you know, I gotta hit you because you shit on the floor. We were cool with the robbery. You know, we would have just, you would have had probation, but. We got to beat you, and we got to charge you with the maximum because you should. It's like, because, you know, this is not a one-time thing. There was a guy who was shitting on, like, this golf course. He was shitting by the hole at the golf course. And, you know, I don't get it. It's one of those things. I used to think, like, okay, people who shit outside is like they're homeless. You don't have a toilet, so it's like, hey, I gotta go right here. But when you break into a country club, not that I care for the people at the country club, but I'm saying that there's a guy who has to clean that up. You know, out there, okay, I gotta cut the grass. He got to deal with those attitudes of rich folks, and now you done added some shit. You know, no, nobody want to wake up in the morning and have to deal with that. It's like you come to work, you're all happy, it's payday. Yeah, good day. Ah, yeah. And as soon as you walk in the door, hey, Ricardo, check it out.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Why his name got to be Ricardo? I just want to know.
Look, no offense to Mex, but come on now, you know why his name is Ricardo. So that's who's probably working at the. I'm just saying. You know,
why they gotta be Ricardo?
Hey, I'm just saying. You know, Ricardo was happy until they told him about the shit on the 16th hole. What? I gotta clean. What?
I mean,
he's like, yeah, who let a dog? It's not a dog. It's human shit. What? Ricardo shot right there, like, you know what, that's it.
Yeah, that'll mess up a person's month.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, you gotta go home, you beat your kids. It's like, I can't believe it. That's what I had to do today. I had to clean up some shit on the 16th hole. And then, you know, on the other hand, it's like, you can't just say somebody broke into your bar and stole the alcohol. Somebody broke into my bar and took a shit.
Just because.
Right. I mean,
to add insult to injury.
Right. It's like you took my good stuff and you dropped the deuce.
Right.
Right. It's like, I mean, I don't even want to tell folks I got robbed. I mean, you got, yeah, and they shit on my floor. It's like, wow, they really hated you. And folks look at you differently when you tell them somebody broke into your spot and shit on your floor.
That's the guy that he got robbed and he took a dump on his floor. Like, I mean, people wouldn't say, you know, that's a shame he got robbed. They would say, that's a shame the way they took a dump on his floor. You'll be known as the person that got, I'm done with this story. I can't do it.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you ain't even a victim no more. This is everybody gonna think of you. They shit on his floor.
And that's, I mean, it. I can imagine that would be like bad for business because nobody would want to come in there anymore. I mean, even though it's cleaned up, all would be in people's mind is that.
Right. It's like, well, is this the table? This the area where
table.
I'm sitting over there. Oh man, somebody already. I can't even sit there, dog. I'm sorry. Anyway, we gonna go right here because I don't think we can go any further with this one. It's a shitty proposition. Anyway, this is Zarface Nightcrawler.
Checks on. Now a nigga's all right, like I'm never wrong. Headstrong, stepping through a present day Lebanon. Light Marvin, I get it on. Ripple ball, set it off. Then I jet set where the weather's warm.
Baby,
am I
dope? Florida. Issue one, you to regress, refresh your funny style, you should redress, speak less, what's a brave heart with the
y'all.
Illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. That was,
and
I'm
still repping up the little people.
Yeah, she's still repping up the little people. That was Zarface, Nightcrawler. I forgot she was the queen of the little people.
Yeah, queen of the were people now, because I'm a lot smaller than what I used to be. So queen of the little bitty people now.
Well, I mean, you know, all the little shorties out there you represent. You know, the really, really small. And, of course, if you didn't know, she is also the president of the chapter of the Small Penis Admirers Society.
Yes, spa.
All right, so I'm gonna stop. And I was reading the news. I'm saying, you know, I'm trying to increase your membership. You know,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen out there, if you too are an admirer of small penises, I'll let you come in 100%.
Yeah.
Send your application. You know, you tell her in the essay, 2-page essay, why you love small penises. Anyway.
Yeah, you still on that foolishness.
I'm saying 2 pages. You can get a nice essay. You can break it down. I love small penises because... all right. All right. Composing myself here. The Pope, he was in Cuba. You know, Fidel Castro, welcome. You know, they've been trying to westernize Cuba. And so the Pope urges during Mass, a revolution of tenderness in Cuba. And yeah, I'm sitting up there like that. Me and my own Jack is asking for a revolution of tenderness right here in Oakland. But we ain't going to just keep it regionalized, because you know I could be a little selfish, and you know, shout out to my homie Jack. I'm sure he could be a little selfish too. But we gonna say right here in the United States, because of what's been happening to the brothers since the Obama administration came in, you know, it's like the revenge of white folks. They're like, you know what, we just gonna kill as many of them as we can, beat as many of them as we can, because the president's black.
Yeah, it's strictly angry. I mean, it's just... I kind of even don't want to go there because it's just so maddening, and it just it'll make you angry just to think about it. But then to start talking about it, it makes you want to retaliate.
Well, but here's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that we're gonna be Nat Turner or Gabriel Prosser or anything like that. I'm saying that we need a little tenderness. So in the name of revolution of tenderness, I say to the lady, if you know a brother, you know, just give him a call. Say, hey, I want to bring some tenderness to your door. Or you can bring yourself to me, and I have a revolution of tenderness that I want to share with you. And see.
And ladies, if you know a brother that may need a little bit of tenderness, don't hold back. Don't be selfish. Don't give him a little bit of tenderness. Baby, give him a lot of tenderness. I trust and believe he'll thank you for it.
I mean, he will really, really thank you. He'd be very, very appreciative. I mean,
he'd be very appreciative of that tenderness. And, you know, I'm pretty sure he would. They would.
Yeah, because the revolution will not be televised. This is the revolution that is about the people, for the people. And so
the 60s or the 70s and make love and not war, that type of thing.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just talking about tenderness. However you want to interpret tenderness, however you want to you know, right now, break out that cell phone. Break out that iPad. Your laptop. Whatever you using.
I mean, even if you got an Obama food stamp phone, just use a couple minutes and call a brother up and just let him know you think about him.
Right. Text him. Let him know. And if you don't know any brothers, if you want to call me 347-826-7435 and say, hey. You know what, Mr. F the N word, I got some tenderness for you. I will gladly accept. I will accept for all the brothers out there who are devoid of tenderness. I'm, you know,
just greedy, trying to hog all the tenderness for yourself.
No, because they call, or you can come into the chat room. If you want to spread some tenderness, bam, spread it like peanut butter.
Wait, hold on.
Right.
Peanut butter?
Spread it like peanut butter, because this show is jelly and bread all together.
Okay. All right. Well, ladies, you heard him. 347-826-7435, or hit him up in the chat room.
Right. You know, email smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. You know, say, Mr. F the N word, here's some tenderness for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just so you know, though, when you do that, if you send me some selfie tenderness, you know, Mr. J is going to get those also, and he may, you know, he may hit you back. And might ask for some real tenderness.
But just make sure that if you're doing selfies, just be careful. Don't be driving a car. Don't be hanging off the side of no buildings. Don't be doing nothing crazy. Just, you know.
Yeah, just sit there and think. Don't move. If you're in a safe place, don't move. Be in that safe place. And take that selfie and share your revolution of tenderness with the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, yeah. Now, the revolution of tenderness. Okay.
That's where we at. You know, I mean,
for all the fellas, you know, I could use a little bit of tenderness too. I could use a lot of bit of tenderness. So, I mean, since we doing the selfies, sending in selfies, you know, you can hit me up at imnotonbs@yahoo.com. Yeah, send them tenderness selfies to me. You know, I don't have a problem with it. I don't discriminate. So.
Okay.
I was
gonna say that, you know, fellas, if you're listening and you have a honey in mind, spread tenderness to them also. See, right here at Smooth Drama, we come from the heart. We're about tenderness and love and sharing.
Mhm. As they always say, sharing is caring.
Yes, and I'm crying like that Indian guy in that commercial when they were talking about pollution back in it. I got that tear. I'm wiping it right now.
Oh. Anyway. Moving forward.
Last night. Well, was it last? No. It was this weekend. The Emmys. Viola Davis won the Emmy.
Here we go with this.
Yes. Hey, you know what? That one is a great show. And two, she had courage in that show because she did what a lot of folks is afraid to do. I mean, you know, she owned the show. She not only was she like dark-skinned, but she actually was on there with no makeup. She actually took her wig and was just bam. My natural hair, no makeup, take all this Africa. And she's just like, right on the screen. I was like, girl, you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I thought we were going to talk about those comments that old girl made about her speech.
You know, I don't care about nobody, no haters. You know, I'm not acknowledging the hate who would make it. I mean, there's a thousand people that had comments like, how dare she look like herself on TV?
I just wanted to mention old girl because I wanted us to give her our coveted Stink Face Award, you know, because she's very deserving of it. So that's why I mentioned her.
I show love to the people who deserve love. Those other folks, as you say, they get the stink face. Nothing else.
Stink face bitches. That's for you. I haven't heard that in a long time, huh?
Oh my goodness, yes. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. You got a comment.
You guys are hilarious.
A couple things.
Welcome back, Miss 100%.
Thank you.
Shoot, I got a little tenderness for Mr. at the end, but I also know some small penis man for you, too.
That's what I'm talking about. She come bearing gifts. That's what's up.
Definitely got to spread the love. You know, with Viola Davis, once she started, I think after Doubt is when she started not wearing the wigs, and once she saw the outpouring of love from everybody, and then also because, you know, if you were watching How to Get Away with Murder, I mean, there was a uproar when she pulled that wig off too in that episode.
That's what I'm talking about. She took that wig off. I was like, that was courage. As you know, not too many actresses is going to take the wig off and be like, this is my real hair. You know, that wasn't happening.
Now, you know what? I want to say something about that courage, that bravery. Now, for that, she should have got that Arthur Ashe Award, not Caitlyn Jenner. Because, yes, it takes a lot of courage for a black woman to take her wig off. Oh, honey, yes. So, yeah.
Hold on. Did you have any other comments, caller?
That's it for now.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, and please stay listening. All right. And anyway, my point is Caitlyn Jenner winning the Arthur Ashe. I mean, you know, I have an issue with this, not with gay folks, but the fact that you're courageous because you're gay. I mean, you're sex. I'm not courageous because I'm heterosexual. I mean, would I have been courageous as a heterosexual in ancient Greece?
When yeah, and very courageous.
That's not courageous. That's just, hey, you know what? I like females. You know, for a guy to say, I like guys. That's not courageous to me.
They make it seem like being straight is wrong. And if you say, I don't like the same sex, all of a sudden you're a monster because you don't like the same sex. So,
I'm just saying, I don't care, but it's not courageous because you like dick as a guy.
It's not.
I'm sorry, there's no courage. You just, hey, you like taking it. It's whatever. Where's the courage in that?
Absolutely. I mean,
I don't see it, but that's just me. Arthur Ashe Award. Arthur Ashe, you know, a guy where there's been billions in history of men who wore dresses.
Right.
What is so courageous about that? I'm saying.
I can't answer that question because that was a choice. That's not what you weren't born that way. You made yourself that way. And so I don't understand why it's courageous just to, I don't get that. But, I mean, apparently they felt that he deserved it, and so he got it. I mean,
okay, whatever. I don't see it. I refuse to see it because I don't see what who you have sex with as something that's just like, because one, I don't see it as something that's just like, oh, it's a historical blank. No, there have been whole homosexual societies, whole religions based on it. Hell, there's still a society right now of men who love little boys. We have that tourism there in Thailand, that secret that is not a secret. When dudes say, hey, I'm going to Thailand, grown men talking about going to Thailand by themselves,
mm-hmm.
9 out of 10, they trying to get at some 12-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what it is. But
that's
hey,
what it is.
It's not either here nor there. I just don't get it. And will never get it. The hype behind the courage. It's like when the basketball player came out. It's like, yay. I'm like, but he still sucks. And you're like, why can't he get a contract? Because he averaged 3 points a game in his prime. He sucked.
Like, so you can't blame that.
Right.
Or you can't say, you know, it's your lack of talent. It's not because you're gay.
Right.
Let's make that very clear.
Right. It was very clear. He sucked when we thought he was heterosexual. He sucked. Now he's homosexual.
Well, so now you can say he sucks on the court and off the court. Oh.
Moving
My
on.
Bad.
Yeah. Moving on. a guy named Richard Dawkins. I don't know if I'm sure most folks have heard about Ahmed Muhammad, a little boy, little Arab boy who
who created the clock.
Right,
yes.
And they went batshit. Oh, that bomb! Little boys are creative. Some are smarter than others, and they went all crazy on him. This dude, Richard Dawkins, who supposedly he's somebody. I guess he's an evolutionary biologist and noted atheist, whatever. I didn't Google him because he wasn't important enough for me to Google. I'm just putting that out there because I wasn't going to do no extra. Because, you Google search folks, they become trending and all this other stuff. I wasn't going to do that.
Yeah, ain't getting your 15 minutes from me, sir.
Right. I'm just saying, he came out and said, oh, Ahmed Muhammad committed fraud and that he had a plan to go viral and become famous by making a clock. This is what this fool said. That was his master plan. He wanted to get arrested at school as a terrorist. I should include this in what the things that crazy people do, because he said that little boy went through all that, putting his life on the line.
I'm going to just take like 5 seconds to pick apart that foolishness anyway. They never believed that he had a bomb because, first of all, why, if you believed that he had a bomb, why didn't you call the bomb squad? Why would you take the clock and put him and the clock in a police car with a police officer if he had a bomb? I mean, that's just foolishness. So none of it makes any sense anyway. So you don't just get the stink face award, Mr. I don't want to even mention your name. You get my coveted jar of farts. I'll be sending it to you in the mail, UPS, sir. Have a great day.
All right. You send it
that's
to
enough.
Me? Okay.
Jar of farts.
That sounds good to me. I don't know if I necessarily want that one. that's almost like, going into your bar and seeing that drop right there on the floor. Hey, kind of cousins,
Y'all ain't got no liquor and y'all got a pile of crap on y'all floor.
I ain't never coming back here.
I ain't never coming back here.
All right. We gotta go on break. We need to go on break. I can't follow that. I can't follow that thing for you. So, this is Mega Trice, the warm up.
Y'all ready? Yeah. And yo, the name Trice already synonymous with hip hop. You think not? Well, it's bound to be after this shit drop. I spit toxic hot shit, fly like a cockpit and break the sound. Get my six, so watch this. We park whips on the wrong side of hot strips. Hop out, sell all pedestrians and cock this. Just bark flips, then we dip before the cops blitz. Yeah, fall back, brother, I got this. The block isn't any different than the day before. Save a whole neighbor poor just so they can rid your wall. Go to prison, it's a rap for you in the labor force. Start breaking out a flame, of course, the course is high, similar to states, plug one, try to warn us in the age of the tapes, and here we are, same shit, just a different jar, you ain't better cause you're boring, you just got a better car, I'm feeling so good, it's so gorgeous right now, I'm saying if you riding, ride around with the windows down, no AC, alright, just go with it, beast mode, but not the running back, corner raps, I run 100 laps over the sunny track. I might just stop trying to make it in rap. Get over life, shit is nice outside. You in the whip, I'm in the studio. I'm ready for the summer, got a matinee movie. Yo, truth be told, I never gave a shit if Ryan never made a hit. And all the haters get a ticket, shit's a token of my gratitude. And I ain't mad at you, but then a better latitude to bring a better attitude. Paying all my dues, and then I'm going on hiatus with my people out to Vegas. Instagram for my favorite.
hopping on a plane and maybe never coming back, bitch. So that's how that one go. Y'all already know. M. Trice, gold ain't found above ground. Shout out to ENG. Stack quote, rap pro, the gas blow, but it's not trite. It's assholes, I'm assholes, traveling back roads and inner city limits. It's a given that I'm in it if it's doper than a clinic. I'm opening the business for the hopeless and the timid, and I still don't give a shit about the jokers and the critics, analytics and the gimmicks. I'm just here to sell tickets. You don't like it, you can stick it. Here's a ride, go and pick it. Picking up a ticket for the fucking and the licking. I just tell her what she wanna hear like I'm a politician. It's just simple mathematics. Imagine if it was magic, but I managed to eradicate madness over the planet. My plan is to attack it and never lack the aggression necessary for survival. That's why I slap the oppression. If you got a problem, I don't even got plans to address it. I'm the answer to this shit. Why the fuck you asking a question? Alright, I'm still warming up, man. I'm feeling incredible right now. I'm in the best shape, so on that note, let's get right into the next one.
Together you got to move. Drummer. Smooth Drummer.
Alright, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I'm also joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. That was Megan Trice. The warm up. I'll add it 347-826-7435. Once again, that call in number 347-826-7435. We are naked in the studio. If you got imagination, you just imagine a snake.
Go ahead, baby. Jiggling back. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. That's all I'm thinking about when you said that.
Just naked with the earrings jingling. Yeah.
Just go ahead, baby, and let the earrings jingle.
These folks didn't even get what LL was saying. It's like 20 years later. That's what he, the earrings jingling.
That's what he's talking about.
Anyway.
Wow.
You have to teach a class during your inaugural meeting of the Small Penis Society. This is what you do to make the small penis seem a little bit bigger. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
There's a Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. That's an interesting state. That's a state where they took $250 million from the education budget and put it toward building a new basketball arena for the Milwaukee Bucks for a millionaire owner. You know, because millionaire. Billionaire owner. My bad.
Billionaire. But remember, we've always said all these years that sports are more important than education in America anyway. So maybe they have the right idea.
Yeah, that's where I learned. That's where I learned how to add. Because mm-hmm. You hit a 3-pointer, it's 2 + 3 = 5. That's where I learned. I didn't, class, I watched basketball games.
Yeah.
How did they get to 66? Oh, they hit enough shots where they got to 66, right? Yes. Anyway. So, Ron Johnson. Well, Ron Johnson, now I'm done giving that math lesson to everybody. Ron Johnson, he opposed the federal minimum wage. But, the $700,000 per year payout he received from his own company, he was like, yeah, that was cool, because he got a $10 million payout that he received from a plastic company that he owned just before he was sworn in. And, this is what Ron said. And I'll let the listeners decide whether or not they believe. He said that because he hadn't taken a salary for over a decade at that point, the payout only amounted to approximately $700,000 per year. As, you know, he went a decade without getting paid. He, you know, he was just running a successful company without taking a salary. Because, you know what? I'm, you know, altruistic like that.
And the company was successful all that time.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say maybe if it was a thing where all the cash was tied up in keeping the business running, I could sort of kind of believe that. But if it was a lucrative business, then, yeah, he bullshitting. Sorry about that. No.
Yeah, you know, this is too, you know, in Wisconsin, the minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. And so, you know, that's like $15,080 before taxes. Notice I said before taxes.
Before.
And, yeah. And the median household income in Wisconsin is $52,413. So that's like, I guess, between two people. So you know, a lot of money in Wisconsin. And he opposed the and said that good workers don't stay in minimum wage jobs for long.
Huh.
Yeah. Now, and we'll end on this. The $10 million payout came after he had loaned himself $9 million for his campaign.
Yeah. He should be in handcuffs.
Yeah, because, you know, the critics filed an FTC complaint alleging that the money that he effectively loaned himself was a campaign contribution. But we just not going to go there, it's, you know, because it's not violating the letter of the law. It's just something that
he just teetering on the edge just a little bit.
Just on the edge. Teetering on the edge. My dumbass of the week, but I'm gonna say it here. I'm gonna say it again Thursday. Texas man who claimed that anti-police Black Lives Matter vandals spray painted Black Lives Matter on his truck and slashed his seats. Come to find out that he had vandalized his own truck for attention and insurance money. Yeah, and he told Fox 4 News that he was a victim of vandalism on September 8th because his family supports police, and they displayed blue and white ribbons on their pocket fence at home, as well as saying "Police Lives Matter" on the back of their truck, and so he found his vehicle torn to shreds with $5,000 worth of damage done to it.
Wow. Huh. Is he in prison? Did he go to prison?
He went on TV and said that someone ripped out his glove box and slashed his seats, and this was damage that the police didn't see when he initially filed the police report.
Huh. Hey, but it's interesting that you said he told Fox News.
Well, yeah.
Fox.
Yeah. Yeah, and he on the arrest affidavit, he admitted to vandalizing his own truck for insurance purposes. Yeah. Blame it so you can get paid for that. I'll come back to him. He's my dumbass of the week, and he sucks donkey ass. You know, donkey would probably be like, no, he can't suck on my ass.
OMG. Okay.
I want to go somewhere, and this we gonna go way back to something that's happened in this country historically, for a long, long time. And I'm talking about, I'm not talking about lynching, even though I am talking about lynching. I'm talking about the lynching where folks skin bodies and collect the body parts. Because there was a South African who he had taken body parts. He had a whole freezer of neatly labeled plastic bags with the date and the name of women where they were from. He had taken their genitals. And
oh my goodness.
Yeah, and so it's something that has happened in this country too, as you know. I mean, there's reports that there may still, like Nat Turner, when Nat Turner was when he was lynched, they skinned his body and they, you know, cut up the body parts and folks took it home. So there could be in South Carolina still preserve Nat Turner balls and stuff like that, not to make light of it, but the fact that you have people who would pass down genitals.
I mean, but we can take it back even further than Nat Turner and go to Sarah Bartman, because she was technically the first African American stripper, but she was forced to do it. And even after she died, they took her genitals around on display because they were just so amazed at the anatomy of a black woman that they just had to take her genitals around and put it on display for Caucasian people to take pleasure in, to see, for their viewing pleasure.
And that's my quick point. Why do you jar genitals? It's a rhetorical question. I don't understand it. I will never try to understand it. But it's one of those things. Anybody know anybody that in the South that's got those jars in their barns, whatnot? It's like, you know, they pass it down from generation to generation. Why? I'm just curious.
I don't know, but real quickly, there is, you know, a new vibrator where if your husband passed away or your significant other passed away, you could have his ashes made into a vibrator. So what's the fascination with screwing dead ashes?
You just made my nuts hurt.
I'm just putting it out there. If you love your man that much and you want to keep him close and he passes away, you can get his ashes made into a vibrator for yourself.
Mm. That's so not awesome.
So not awesome.
Wow. Woo! On that note, man. Yeah, I want to thank you, Miss 100%, for coming back on the show. Now I'm going to have to kidnap you. You can't ever leave ever again. And, of course, all the listeners, callers who call in and listen, thank you. I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drum production. And you know the drill. We out. Stink face, bitches.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her head.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama. Smooth.